Well, there is a Council of the Ministers of EAC who are scheduled to meet in Arusha from Monday just to assess the situation and the aftermath of the coup.
What will be the aim of the meeting? What will be the objective following the attempted coup in Burundi?
President Nkurunziza is already in a city called Karuzi, Burundi. And there have been quite a number of arrests who were suspected to have staged the coup. And what the regional council minister is going to do is basically to assess the situation. Because in the summit that ended on Wednesday, there were three basic requirements that they asked the Burundi authorities, the opposition, to follow. One was the ceasefire and stop in Burundi. But the second aspect was that the Burundi authorities should postpone the actions to give time and the time to reflect on the situation, on the killings and the aftermath of the of demonstrations that have, you know, has rocked the Bujumbura city. So basically they will see to it that what is happening, what are the situation on the ground, and possibly if they could now either endorse the elections to continue or what further steps should be. Remember, the Council of Ministers is a council that advises the heads of state. And so after their meeting, definitely there will be another meeting that will involve the state in terms of getting the briefing from people who are on the ground in Burundi on the basic situation in Burundi. And one of the issues that the heads of state stressed to condemn the attempted coup in the strongest term, and now it's no longer what you would categorize to be an attempted coup, because as we speak, the Burundian president is in Kaluzi in Burundi.
Tanzania is leading the EAC at the moment. What role is Tanzania playing, especially as a neighboring country and as a big brother in the region, to help resolve this crisis in neighboring Burundi?
Well, basically, if you have things in order to understand the Burundi peace, the Burundi situation. One is the constitution. There have been international condemnation against the Nkurunziza, that he was seeking a third term. But if you read the Constitution, Burundi says the two elected terms. So if you are to really follow the Burundi Constitution, President Nkurunziza has served only one elected term, because the first one, he got the mandate of being a president from the parliament. And this is not by law, you know, assessed or considered to be the what is the category of what is stipulated in the constitution, that is the two elected terms. So if our country stick to the constitution and respect the Burundian constitution, then we must confirm that the Nkurunziza is seeking for a second term, not the third term. That's one. Second, whether wisdom should prevail to ask Nkurunziza to step down, that would be an issue out of the constitution. That's one. So the opposition demanding that he is seeking the third term, and you know, he's extending the mandate, which is basically, in terms of law, it is wrong. So, in order to deal with it, you really have to respect the very constitution, because Tanzania cannot decide for the Burundians. But the other aspect is that Burundi came a very long way from tragedy. We are talking of Burundi 20 years that was considered a failed state in the UN category of governance. It was a failed state, and they were, you know, the situation. If people can now demonstrate, this is partly that Burundi was in for a very democratic changes and democratic processes in place in Burundi, and which has never been before. And so if you want now to do to find a lasting solution, it is very difficult to come up with a very simple answer to this. We have to look at the very fundamental, basic legal and the social concerns of the Burundians themselves, and last, considering the aspect that it is an extension of power from the current president, Nkurunziza.
Yes. As a neighboring big brother in the region and Tanzania heading the EAC, what is Tanzania's role in helping resolve the unrest in neighboring Burundi?
First, we are doing all our effort to ensure that the killings, there is no excuse one can give that can merit losing life. And this, we have made it very clear to President Nkurunziza and the authorities in Burundi that they must do all they can to ensure that the killing stops. And that is the major issue that will also form part of the discussions in the forthcoming Council of Ministers, that they must stop killing. So under whatever pretext, under democracy pretext, under that you are right, still no life should be lost because of any causes. And so this is the very emphasis that Tanzania and its leaders in the region would definitely stand for, just to ensure that Burundi remains peaceful. And the second aspect is that the two warring parties in Burundi should respect the constitution. This constitution was not made by Tanzania, was not made by EAC. It was made out of a roadmap of the Arusha peace, in which major parties in Burundi were well involved and agreed. And it's a roadmap that we still feel that, lift Burundi from the tragedy, if at all they are to follow the roadmap that has been provided for, in terms of, first, that they have a constitution which is quite very elaborate, very nationalistic, and therefore it is only through respect of this constitution, which is should be a guiding principle of the Burundians themselves. If they don't themselves respect the very constitution that has been put forward for them, we can't see any other simple mechanism to resolve the crisis in Burundi.